So one of the things that we've been focusing on with .NET in the last couple of years is, you know, how do we embrace open source more? We've started with ASP.NET and a lot of the projects that we've put already into open source. And you saw with today's announcement, an even bolder statement, which is now the C# compiler and the Roslyn infrastructure we're contributing as well. One of the things we're kind of excited to announce today is we're actually taking kind of the next step in terms of open source. And we're actually announcing a new .NET Foundation that we're going to use as kind of the umbrella for how all these projects get contributed. And it's going to really be the foundation upon which we can actually contribute and even more of our projects and code into open source. And we're launching it today with the .NETFoundation.org website. And you can see here we've taken all of the Microsoft contributions we've already done with open source and are putting them under the foundation's umbrella. All of the Microsoft contributions have standard open source licenses, typically Apache 2, and all of them, or none of them, have any platform restrictions, meaning you can actually take these libraries and you can run them on any platform and take advantage of them. And we still have, obviously, lots of Microsoft engineers working on each of these projects, but as kind of Anders highlighted in his demo, this now gives us the flexibility where we can actually look at suggestions and submissions from other developers as well and be able to integrate them into the mainline products. And it's something we're really excited in order to launch. We're also really excited that we have a whole bunch of other folks within the community that are joining the foundation as well. Xamarin is very generously contributing a number of their libraries, and we expect to see many other companies contribute as well. And we've got a great set of advisors that are joining and contributing as part of the foundation from a variety of different companies. And we think this is really going to be kind of take .NET to the next level and add even more energy and activity within the community. And so it's something we're really excited about.